Welcome to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. Fayetteville-based logistics provider CaseStack made a big announcement earlier this week, and we'll go over those details on the program today. Plus, two entrepreneurs in Benton County have developed a mobile application aiming to disrupt the growing grocery delivery market. I'll speak with one of the developers a little later. Those stories are ahead after the break. You're listening to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom provides communications options to help your business adapt to today's demands with tomorrow's technology. With opportunities in virtualization, redundancy, or maximizing your efficiency. Learn more at onecom.com. That's one-comm.com.
Fayetteville-based logistics provider CaseStack, which was founded in California by CEO Dan Sanker in 1999, is being acquired by The Hub Group. That's a publicly traded transportation logistics provider that's based in Illinois. The all-cash deal was announced Monday and is estimated at $255 million. The acquisition does not include CaseStack's technology arm, SupplyPike, which was recently spun off as a standalone company. Sanker said he and his management team have been in talks with Hub Group for the past 6 months, looking for opportunities to continue the company's aggressive growth trajectory. CaseStack's management team will remain in place, and the company will become a Hub Group subsidiary. Hub Group had revenue last year of $3.5 billion and employs more than 4,000 people. There's much more on that deal at nwabusinessjournal.com. We will also have a company profile of SupplyPike in the next issue of the Business Journal, and you can find that print edition on newsstands next week. Two Bentonville entrepreneurs have developed a new mobile application that is designed to be a marketplace for the rapidly evolving grocery delivery market. Robbie Larson and Alex Worley have been working for over a year on their mobile app called Picked. That's P-I-K-T. The Picked app, launched in a pilot testing phase on October 1st, is built to service both the delivery and deliverer sides of the market. Users can choose between hiring someone to pick up their grocery order or sign up to pick up someone else's order and deliver it themselves. Larson described Picked as where Uber meets grocery delivery. In a recent interview, he told me where the idea came from and what makes it unique.
Well, having a background in retail, my partner, Alex Worley, both of us growing up in retail, so to speak, we were on the front edge of all the investment that retailers had been making in grocery pickup and seeing that wave move more to grocery e-commerce, and we wanted to be a part of it. And we're seeing that there are a lot of folks struggling to figure out the last mile of delivery, specifically with groceries. And so, really, there's no better way than to use the foot traffic that's already going to the store and trying to make that an efficient backhaul, so to speak. So really, it's just a true crowdsourcing model for grocery delivery. And what makes it a little bit different is already what I've mentioned here. It's true crowdsourcing, as opposed to going out and hiring a fleet of drivers to go and then deliver groceries, which can be inefficient, especially in markets with low population. We can source from anywhere, from anybody. People already going to the store, people who want to do this to make a living, doesn't matter. And that helps to make us profitable, what makes us different.
Right, and so basically, you're leveraging existing click and collect services, and so your deliverers are not having to shop for the groceries or make the payments. They're just picking them up and delivering them, I guess.
Absolutely right. So leverage the existing infrastructure built out by those retailers for click and collect. So all you do is pull up, the order number and the name, the relevant information. They'll put the groceries right in the back of your car, and then you can take them wherever they need to go.
Okay, and so you mentioned you and your business partner. You've got retail background. Just a little bit about that. Where does that come from?
Yep, so both of us actually started working here in Bentonville for Walmart, the home office, background in accounting and finance, and then spent time in merchandising at Sam's Club on the dairy desk. And my partner also had experience at Walmart working in IT and then in sourcing and ultimately in merchandising. So we were around a lot of products and got to meet a lot of great people and learned a lot about the industry.
Right. And so I guess what phase are you in as far as testing? Where and how are you testing the new mobile app?
Yep. So we are at the earliest stage you can be almost. And we're learning a lot. We've launched a pilot test here in Bentonville. We launched in October. We have over 100 folks who have downloaded our app and are starting to use it, and so we're excited about that. We're going to be expanding this test location to cover more locations in northwest Arkansas. We had been limited to 5 locations previously. We're going to expand out to about 10 or 15, and then we're also going to take it to another market out in the Utah Valley area. Again, similar to the demographics we'd see in northwest Arkansas with a couple universities out there. Some students that are obviously great candidates for drivers looking for supplemental income, which helps us.
Right. And to clarify, these are Walmart neighborhood market applications that you're testing in right now?
For now, yes. In northwest Arkansas, Walmart happens to be the only grocer that has click and collect services. But one of the reasons we want to go out to Utah is because we'll get other retailers that we can be a part of and partner with and offer services for, like Harmons or Smith's, who also have click and collect services. And that won't be a limitation for us. We'll be able to service all.
Okay. What about some of the financial key points of the app? Is there a minimum cost for delivery? Is there a price that your deliverers get per order? Explain a little bit about how that works.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a flat fee, $8 for any delivery. And so what that would mean for somebody who is actually choosing to be the driver or choosing to order deliveries, we'll start there. I'm going to pay $8. $8 to have somebody deliver my groceries, and then as the driver, you get to keep 90% of that. Pick takes a 10% broker fee is what you could call it, which in this case would be 80 cents. So the minimum orders and how that plays in, that would all just be relative to the retailer you're going, or relevant for the retailer that you're shopping at. Every retailer has a slightly different minimum order requirement, and that would be the only stipulation that would be passed through to the app.
Okay.
So to clarify for you, Paul, one thing we can talk about as well, everything done on our app is post-transaction with the retailer. So you're not going to come onto the app and purchase your groceries and then order delivery in the same app cycle, so to speak. You have to work with the retailer in your area, purchase your groceries, and then you source your delivery independently through Pick.
Larson said getting the mobile application available on the Android platform is a primary goal in the near future. Right now, you can download Picked on the Apple App Store. A quick reminder, the next issue of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal will be out next week with a focus on healthcare. Kim Souza has our cover story on the investments being made by providers to make the region a healthcare destination. Be sure to check it out on newsstands, or you can read the digital version online at nwabusinessjournal.com. And that's all the time we have today for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.